3 questions for Judy Small. Question 1. Why do you want to be involved and what will you bring to the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind Board?
I strongly believe in the mission of Blind No Vision New Zealand and its work and the difference it makes to blind people, people with low vision and deafblind community. I have many skills that would benefit the organisation based on my governance experience working for government and local government and community development for over 20 years. I have been a director on the board for 12 years. My experience as a blind person, as a braille reader, a guide dog user for over 45 years and a mother of children who have vision impairment are all experiences that I will bring to the board. I have a background in policy, strategic planning, and this background will also assist me.
Question 2. As the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind goes about empowering blind, deafblind and low vision people to live the life they choose, what are the challenges, the opportunities and the important issues right now?
Having an organisation that has sound financial backing as well as quality services are two important challenges sometimes, but at the moment they lead us to having good opportunities for the future. We need to listen to what blind people are telling the board, and we also need to respond by taking what we hear on board and making a difference with that information. Having services that are inclusive, that are innovative, and direct our future and give people the tools they need to have a full and active life as blind people are essential in my view.
Question 3. What are your aspirations for blind, deafblind and low vision people in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
My aspirations for the organisation is that it has partnerships with a range of stakeholders that include similar organisations in other countries, clients and members of blind, low vision who use services and donors. Blind Low Vision New Zealand should be a national and international leader in service, innovation, development and provision of blindness services that are inclusive of all people. People who are blind, low vision and deafblind are equipped with the skills and tools they need to live a full and active life and follow the dreams they choose to have. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me, and I look forward to representing you in the future.